While we patiently wait for warmer weather and the arrival of planting season, there are a few outdoor activities we can do to keep us busy. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Thiessen, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. If you have fruit trees, now is the time to prune them before the trees break dormancy. Fruit trees can be pruned now through March as long as the wood isn't frozen. Pruning is important to maintain a functional structure of the tree and to keep the tree healthy. Pruning helps develop strong tree structure, increases sunlight penetration through the canopy, and will control the size of the tree. It's also important to remove dead, damaged, or diseased wood from the tree. First, remember that you should prune no more than 30% of the total branches. Pruning too many limbs can make the tree slow to recover and not do as well in the spring. Start by removing any dead or broken branches. These branches will not benefit the tree and could be hazardous in the Kansas wind. Since they do not contribute to the health of the tree, they do not need to be included in your 30% estimate. Branches that form a narrow angle where they meet the trunk, less than 45 degrees, are weak and should be pruned first. Then prune off all water sprouts and suckers. These are the small branches that grow straight up in the air. Suckers will grow into other branches, which can cause them to rub together. If any other branches cross or rub against each other, select the more desirable branch and prune the other one out. Cut back or remove branches that are so low they interfere with harvesting, pruning, or mowing. When cutting back a branch, always cut back to another branch or a bud. Do not leave a stub. If you need to cut a large branch, use the three-cut method to prevent the bark from tearing. First, cut about a third of the way through the bottom of the branch, about 6 to 12 inches from where it is attached. Make a second cut at the top down to meet your first until the branch falls away. Finish by removing the remaining stub at the collar region. Correct pruning techniques will increase tree vigor and help your tree last for many years to come. If you want to learn more about proper pruning techniques, reach out to your local extension office. This has been Cassie Thiessen, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!